Hello everybody, this is Dietmar Riechnik, Professor for Entrepreneurship at the University of St. Gallen. Welcome back to my second podcast on entrepreneurial living. Chapter 1. Before kickoff, what type of entrepreneur are you? Choose your playing piece. Life is a quiz and we are just the contestants. If you believe the German comedian Habe Kerkeling, we are the playing pieces in the game of life. Our life is a quiz as a question and answer game. A quizmaster who asks question and has predetermined answers of which one is correct and one is false. The problem, the contestant does not know all the right answers and makes mistakes in every round of questions. The psychology of players can be observed well in the TV quiz Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The host tortures the contestants who fluctuate between greed and caution with sardonic commands. Players alternate between the confidence of the omnipotent and gambling poker player and the fear of the reluctant and procrastinating roulette player. To bet everything online or the seemingly more safe option, bet everything on the red. As players in this game of personal dreams, the contestants do not notice that they are playing pieces on the board which the viewer has chosen with his remote control. The quiz host maneuvers them across the board. They are at his mercy, and only particularly trained contestants manage to force their luck by catching the chunks of meat they are thrown. A modern version of the gladiatorial games? Perhaps. This is not about life or death, but about the search for happiness through monetary daydreams. As viewers, we get the impression that we are observers to a spectacle which takes most contestants back to reality after their desires and dreams have been paraded in front of millions of viewers. Even if this is covered under the guise of being a game of knowledge, it leaves a bitter taste to be at the mercy of the game as a contestant. Most of us would rather relax in the comfort of our own armchair at the end of the day than trade places with the contestants under the hot studio lights, exposed to the scorn of not just colleagues and friends, but millions of viewers too. Moreover, we all know the stories about people who won millions but still ended up unhappy. Only rarely do we read that the desired dreams that winners bought with their millions lasted. Why is that? Is it the cliché that material things do not make us happy for long? The science of gambling has an answer. Games of chance, such as turning the wheel of fortune at a carnival, if successful, lead to positive satisfaction, which is, however, only short in duration. We are familiar with this from when we buy things that we like, a nice accessory, a piece of jewelry, or a new dress. A more lasting effect is left by more impressive experiences, such as travels to faraway places and foreign cultures. Stored in our memory, these deliver long-lasting moments of happiness, which can be relived by looking at holiday pictures. We can find even more satisfaction and happiness in activities which make us feel that our actions are creating impact. The perception of having impact and purpose is what is decisive here. The place of being at the mercy of others is taken over by control over one's own life, an entrepreneurial approach to solve problems, whether one's own or those of other people. Play the entrepreneurial game instead of agreeing to a game of chance. Learn from entrepreneurs what makes them successful. Entrepreneurial success as joy in one's activities provides a motivation to go the extra mile, which then also promises the prospect of monetary success and social recognition. The latter can be a priority for some, for others it is a means to an end, and for others it is just a pleasant side effect. What actually makes you happy is getting up in the morning with a prospect of a self-determined working day, which is always full of surprises and promises, interesting contact with exciting people, but also filled with frustration and constant stumbling while making small strides. Entrepreneurial existence is manifold. There's not one type of successful entrepreneur, as the research on entrepreneurship shows. Choose your type of entrepreneur, your playing piece for your entrepreneurial game. And you may always start the game anew. Depending on your stage in life, you will choose different playing pieces. You're in good company. While it was previously prestigious to be a banker, to spend one's working life as a solid and down-to-earth tax advisor or accountant, or more exposed to take part in social climbing as a world-changing business consultant in the highest earning bracket, it is now in fashion to out oneself as an entrepreneur. What type of entrepreneur are you? Surely you have played different entrepreneurial roles over the course of your life already. You may have in your youth as a teenpreneur or studentpreneur experimented playfully with your hobbies, be that as a drummer in the school band or as a charitable environmental activist in the self-founded student society dedicated to crisis relief. As a young academic in their first employment situation in a consulting company, one may start as a part-time preneur in order to solve an interesting customer issue in what little free time is available, already more or less consciously playing with the idea of turning this hobby into a profession at some point. The pre-programmed exit from the always popular consulting business, which previously would have certainly led up to the CEO seat of a big firm or established medium firm, now leaves room for an entrepreneurial career. The geek and techiepreneur work on an algorithm which is intended to change our daily consumer behavior on the internet, be it aiding in the search for the still latent wishes of customers of the Internet of Things, which connects our devices to run maintenance works automatically, up to the close future to fill our fridge digitally via the internet with basic food. The avenues are many. With an idea stolen from the United States, the copycat camouflaged as hipsterpreneur tries to jump into modern entrepreneurship via the fast train of pop culture. Are you already founding something, or are you still working? Are you maybe even studying? An adapted version of the most successful contemporary advertising slogan seems to be the message on Twitter, naively misjudging how much more work being self-employed means compared to being employed. The feeling of belonging to a self-fulfillment culture, observable in students of Generation Z, born after 1999, or young professionals of Generation Y, born between 1980 and 1999, initially dulls the capabilities for one of the most work-intensive occupations, which can not only be chosen for entry into working life or for a career change, but also for one of the most fascinating and most motivating occupations imaginable, since it is about realizing one's own ideas born from one's own capabilities. The university dropout in his mid-20s, who declares war on the established leaders of corporations in their mid-50s, becomes the new star of a pop culture which does not pay regard to conventions was a managerial lifestyle. Who does not want to switch from the dependent relationship of a seemingly endless career ladder in a large firm onto the fast track of making a quick million with a cool startup? More and more people appear to entertain these even more realistic thoughts, thus breathing a long-sought forgotten vital spirit of innovation and experimentation into the national economy. And even failure, the flip side of successful entrepreneurship, becomes part of the game of life. The forgotten of the arena of being faster, prettier, and better on the internet are much discussed examples. Or does anyone still remember letsbuyit.com? Once a leader in online shopping during the 1990s, and once as well known in Europe as amazon.com. Not to mention the many who are stranded next to the Steve Jobs of this world are those beaten in the competition with the Mark Zuckerbergs. Both the superpreneurs as well as their failed rivals are nevertheless statistical outliers on the highest or lowest ends of the spectrum of success, which makes up an entire range and variety, the temptation of modern entrepreneurship. The possibility to be able to dedicate oneself to an interesting problem with all of one's senses and energies tempts us all. We feel transported back to our youth, when the world was open to us and we were pursuing our desired occupation according to our abilities. The difference is that we have now arrived at a stage in our career where we have gathered a lot of private and professional knowledge and thus have the factor determining success in entrepreneurship: experience. Experience geared towards a previously unsolved important problem is a starting point for one's own entrepreneurial future. But how do I find a great problem that I can combine with my experience? The digitization of ever more corners of our living areas fuels the democratization of areas that were previously mostly protected. Not only as customers, but also as suppliers, we take part in business processes that were previously reserved for companies. When we rate a restaurant that we have visited during our weekend trip to Barcelona on TripAdvisor, or a private apartment in the old town of Airbnb, we are simultaneously customers and content providers in a new supply chain on the internet, which seems to hold a nearly endless numbers of business ideas. This is true whether you are an MBA student who adds a management degree to a technical apprenticeship, or a mother on a sabbatical, interrupting her steep career progression to raise children. Ask yourself, which problem keeps me awake and lets me experience a familiar flow where am I looking for solutions for hours without paying attention to the time, experimenting with thoughts, pen and paper, until I get closer to the solution to the problem? Am I concerned as a social or greenpreneur with a solution to a water problem in a developing country that I've just visited? Am I searching as an intrapreneur for a new solution to a problem from within the safe walls of my company? Maybe I'm a franchisepreneur finding an ally who will work with me on a shared passion, such as a gym for young female Muslims in Turkey. By the way, a real example from our MBA program at the University of St. Gallen. Or am I a papapreneur, a young father in a new, unfamiliar, and maybe still uncomfortable role looking for kindred spirits who want to revolutionize education with me, at least a little protected by my world of experience and knowledge? Real serial killers of entrepreneurial opportunities make use of their experience. The serialpreneur executes one business idea after another and often ends up successful with ideas two or three, since those later ideas profit from the experience gained from the first startup. The much used example of a restaurant, the absolute exit strategy, goodbye home country, may be an alternative model for the aspiring superpreneur among the rich and beautiful. Why not? As a lifestylepreneur, this does offer me an alternative career and does not require me to walk on new groundbreaking paths, but to satisfy my own passion, perhaps for something as unusual as insect fast food in Europe. Unbelievably, there is already a market for this, not forgetting the founding of something out of need due to a lack of alternatives or out of an inner need to exit. The world of banking in particular is experiencing a flood of exits and career changes after the financial crisis. This necessitypreneur, with or without starting capital from the previous occupation, follows the desire to pursue something that he or she is good at, cooking, and something he or she enjoys, for example, experimenting with new recipes. Rudolf Wötzel found his way from top banker to mountain hut host via a 1,800-kilometer long hike across the Alps. Here you can find a shortcut. Which playing piece are you choosing for your game of entrepreneurial life in a sea of entrepreneurial opportunities then? With the piece chosen, the game plan will now lead you into the fascinating world of entrepreneurship. Your role might change with increasing game experience. The entrepreneurial idea also comes along and changes over the course of the game. This puts you on the path which every entrepreneur experiences over the course of his or her entrepreneurial life. To share a common myth of entrepreneurship can be learned. One is not born as an entrepreneur. The entrepreneurial gene can be found in each of us. If and how we can use it is shown to us by the entrepreneurial game. To sum it up, first of all, to figure out what kind of entrepreneur are you, choose your game piece. Part-timepreneur, hipsterpreneur, intrapreneur, teeniepreneur, papapreneur, lifestylepreneur, superpreneur, geek and techiepreneur, franchisepreneur, studentpreneur, seriepreneur, necessitypreneur, social and greenpreneur. Then, start to play the entrepreneurial living game. The game manual tells you, follow your entrepreneurial self. Go. First move. Start your entrepreneurial future with a great problem. Second move. Applying your means inventory is better than studying. The inventory check. Third move. Think in gold portfolios. Goals are gregarious animals. Fourth move, master uncertainty. Define your affordable losses and bootstrap your means. Fifth move, enlarge your resources and goal portfolio. Co-create with franchising. Make friends. Sixth move, find your entrepreneurial role and complement it in a team. Find brothers and sisters in arms. Team up. Seventh move, expect the unexpected. Do you need a business plan? Not at all, but a plan B, C, or D. The final move, or go back to start. Iterate. Game analysis after the game is pre-game. Don't forget to make notes on your personal entrepreneurial diary. Find more on entrepreneurial-living.com or buy the book. Check my personal website, grichnik.com, grichnik.com, and register for the podcast series. To end with a great entrepreneur, Anita Roddick, founder of The Body Shop and pioneer of sustainable entrepreneurship. She says, if you think you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with a mosquito in the room. With entrepreneurial greetings, yours, Dietmar Grechnik.